This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back. I'm Dr. Dahlia. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of travel, a lot of people running around, a lot of hustle and bustle. Unfortunately, a lot of coughs and colds. Some of you guys are going to be on a plane, and when you sit on a plane for a long time, you don't really get up to pee. I mean, the flight attendants, and I get it, they have a real difficult job, you know, with all the BS that's happened in the last couple decades on planes, but they never let me get up to pee. When I have to pee. Oh, ma'am, the fasten seatbelt sign is on. Yeah, but I need to go to the bathroom. Ma'am, I'm sorry, the fasten seatbelt sign is on. See the light? Yeah, I do see the light. I don't care. My bladder doesn't give a damn about a little light bulb. All right? I have to pee. Well, there could be turbulence. I don't care about the turbulence. The pee is going to come out. I would rather the pee come out in a little bathroom than on my seat. Ma'am, I'm sorry, the fasten seatbelt light is on. And I'm like, okay, come on, let me go pee. One time, I accused the flight attendant of my getting toxic shock. Now, I didn't get toxic shock, but I said, look, you're going to give me toxic shock, and I'm going to go into toxic shock in an hour if you don't let me go to the bathroom. Ma'am, I'm sorry, the fasten seatbelt light is on. So, you know, when you sit for long periods of time, you're going to be at risk for a bladder infection. When you're among other people that are coughing and, you know, sneezing and all that, you could be at risk for upper respiratory infection. I talked to you guys about how not to get sick on a plane. Put that air conditioning on, that little fan, and have it blow in front of your face. So as people cough and sneeze, it just kind of spews away from you. It blows away from you. Make sure you wipe down your tray table, right? Your arms, the chair. When you go to the bathroom, try not to touch anything if you don't have to. You know, the utensils, luckily, should be pretty clean if they're plastic. I never get fed on a plane. I don't know what flights you guys are taking. I never get fed. We're going to be going to Orlando, and there's going to be no food. I mean, I'll be lucky if I get some peanuts, maybe even, not even that, like some pretzels. Yeah, they give you something salty, and then you have to wait 2 hours for the cocktail cart or the drink cart. So, a lot of things you could do to not get sick. But some of you are like, don't worry, I got an antibiotic. And I have a good antibiotic that can handle anything. And one antibiotic that seems to kind of handle everything, okay? You know, I tell people when they travel, you know, as long as you're not allergic to sulfa, a Bactrim antibiotic can handle bladder infections, sinus infections, colds, etc. Levaquin. I like to reserve Levaquin for a pneumonia or a very bad cellulitis. But, you know, Levaquin seems to handle bladder infections, bowel infections, a lot of upper respiratory infections. But we have some breaking news, which is very disconcerting to me. Apparently, the FDA yesterday issued a warning that a class of antibiotics can put you at risk for aortic dissection or aortic aneurysm. Now, a dissection is where the blood goes through a tear in the lining of the artery, and so it starts to make a whole new lane. And then, of course, that lane doesn't lead to anywhere. And then you eventually, you know, get hypovolemic and you collapse because blood's not going to where it needs to be because you're bleeding into the wall of an artery. An aneurysm is where you start to balloon or bulge out in a portion of the vessel. Well, they're saying a class of antibiotics, a very common one, the fluoroquinolones, could put you at increased risk. Now, I wrote an article on this. It's on my website. And it's on my Facebook page and my Twitter. That doctors should avoid writing a fluoroquinolone, Cipro, Levaquin, etc. If we think you're at risk. Who's at risk? Those who are older. They say the elderly. Those with high blood pressure. Those with genetic issues like Ehlers-Danlos. Those who've had a history of an aneurysm. They say they looked at the research between the years 2015 and 2018, and the FDA said fluoroquinolone antibiotics may raise the risk of aortic aneurysm, which is the bulging, and also dissection. Now, fluoroquinolone antibiotics have been used for over 30 years. We've used them for respiratory infections, pneumonia, urinary tract infections, even plague, even those exposed to anthrax. We used to use them also for gonorrhea. And the antibiotic, you know, it's an antibiotic, so it kills bacteria, and it kills a lot of bacteria that are not susceptible to other drugs. So the antibiotics sold under the names of Levaquin, Avalox, Naroxin, Cipro, Factive, Oflox, or Floxin, those are the ones that that's being mentioned. And the FDA said the benefits of using the antibiotics may not outweigh the risks. This is one of the first times I've seen the FDA in recent times tell us to avoid an antibiotic that we commonly use this time of year. Pneumonia is going to start rising as we're, you know, getting into the depth of flu season. So the review found that fluoroquinolone antibiotics can raise the occurrence of ruptures or tears. These tears, known as aortic dissections or ruptures, aortic aneurysm, can lead to bleeding and death. The FDA recommends that the drug should not be used in patients who have an increased risk. So at risk are patients with a history of blockages, those with peripheral artery disease also. And again, I put this all in my article if you need to. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. But if you have peripheral artery disease, lack of blood flow going to your feet, let's say you're diabetic, let's say you're a smoker, that could put you at higher risk. If you have high blood pressure, how many of you have high blood pressure? So now you're supposed to avoid that antibiotic? That's a huge class of antibiotics. So now the FDA wants a new warning to be added. They say multiple studies showed higher rates of about twice the risk of aortic aneurysm rupture and dissection in those taking fluoroquinolones. So the FDA wanted to warn, you know, healthcare professionals and the public. So this is something that really bothers me because a lot of you guys have high blood pressure out there. A lot of you have peripheral arteriosclerotic vascular disease or poor circulation. When your feet get cold or you don't get a lot of hair around your ankles, etc. So, again, the FDA is recommending you avoid fluoroquinolones, antibiotics like ciprofloxacin, levofloxacin, or Levaquin or Cipro. As we get more information, we'll keep you posted. But this is not good because it's a very common antibiotic. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I'm sorry, my nose. Many of you listen to my show at various times of the day, and you can't call in live. So we do have an answer line, and let's go to some of those calls now. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-362-3254.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia. This is Cindy Daniel again, and I just love your show. I just hate it when you go off the air.
Me too.
I could listen to you all the time. I'd probably never get tired of you. Anyway,
see, you see that, people? You hear that?
You were just talking about heart attack, stroke, ischemic stroke. And all that, and my stepdad was euthanized about 5 years ago, at North Memorial Hospital. I fought for so long, and I mentioned this to you once before. I couldn't stop it whatsoever because he had an ischemic stroke, and then he had the hemorrhagic, and so that was it. But so I decided to look this up. Okay, so you have a stroke, and you have myocardial infarction, which is a heart attack caused by bacteria. Now, the problem is that they never tell us about bacteria. If bacteria can cause a myocardial infarction, a heart attack caused by bacteria, then why is it they cover it up? I can Google this, Dr. Dahlia. I can Google bacteria caused by heart attack. You will find nothing unless you remember that word, myocardial infarction. There is a cover-up. Why are the Asians getting so sick? They eat tons of pork. What does Leviticus 11 say? Yes, I'm a tzaddik also. All right, certainly try my very best. Okay, and
okay, so,
you know what? You don't get any, you know, don't eat pork. Don't eat the swine. God bless you. I love you so much. You are the best. Thanks, dear.
Well, bless you too, sweetie. So you brought up a few things. Okay, so myocardial infarction and bacterial causes. This is something that, that's a great topic. That is a great topic. The pork, we've been worried about parasites, and other sorts of things with undercooked pork, which is why there's, we always want to cook pork because we're worried about trichomoniasis and certain parasites that can unfortunately you could contract when you eat undercooked pork. But in terms of heart attacks and strokes that could be induced by bacterial infections and viral infections, you are 100% right. You are at higher risk when you are fighting an infection. We've talked about how with flu disease, with flu, you could be at a higher risk for heart attack following that week of the flu. I think I wrote an article about this about a year ago, and so I want to bring that back. And so any sort of stress that your body undergoes can put you at risk for heart attacks. However, what a very key message I have to say is if you are heart healthy, it's very rare for you to then just have a heart attack out of the blue when you're undergoing an infection. Now, there are bacteria and viruses that can infect the heart. Pericarditis, endocarditis, infect heart valves. These are things that can happen with bacteria. And if you do have a valvular infection or an infection surrounding the heart, yes, you could be at risk for heart disease, heart attack. But the question lies, if you're at risk for heart disease, what do you do if you get sick? So a lot of us take antibiotics, and one theory that had been out there, it had been brought up, I think it was about 10, 15 years ago, is are antibiotics part of the reason why we've been able to prevent heart attacks? You know, we've been having less heart attacks, and I've been taking a bow, you know, because I love the statin medications, the cholesterol medications that get a lot of heat, right, in the news, right? So I'll take a bow and a curtsy because I'm trying to lower your blood pressure and I'm trying to lower your blood sugar and I'm trying to lower your cholesterol. And so I'm all excited and very happy about it. And I'm, you know, taking my, you know, bows. And there was a hypothesis years ago that, you know, maybe it's the antibiotics. Doctors have been so quick to write an antibiotic that maybe some people who were going to have a heart attack because they were sick didn't, because the antibiotic, you know, helped fight the infection. Now, that's a very dangerous hypothesis to perpetuate, myth to perpetuate, because we already overprescribe antibiotics as it is, and we have a higher increase of antibiotic resistance. And so we don't want people overprescribing antibiotics. Antibiotics do not, in scientific literature, prevent the average heart attack. But should that be studied? Yeah. You know, you hear of people getting, you know, infections, you know, they'll get a strep throat, and then from a strep throat, it'll affect their heart. And so it does happen. It's rare. No, but there's been cases where people were looking like they were presenting with a heart attack, and it was actually an infection of their it was an infection of their valve. So we don't want people getting sick. That's okay. If the medical community has to have some sort of a cause or take some direction, our direction is we don't want you getting sick. But if you do get sick, hopefully it's something your body can fight. And it helps to make your body stronger. So for those of us that got the chicken pox when we were little kids, that was rough. Some people might have died from the chicken pox. But for those of us that survived, we have antibodies now to protect us against the chicken pox again. Very good. So it made us stronger. What doesn't kill us makes us stronger. Unfortunately, now most of us are at risk for shingles, which is why we have a shingles vaccine. And shingles is chicken pox resurging. And, you know, affected one dermatome of our body, one side of our body along a nerve root that can cause either blindness or it could cause, you know, severe chest discomfort and restriction so we can't breathe or a whole variety of other things or chronic pain. So, ideally, not getting the chicken pox or being able to fight it off would be ideal. But that doesn't happen. We are going to get sick. That's just the way nature is. And once we try to succeed at never getting sick, there's going to be a new infection. There'll be some new bacteria that comes out. I mean, there's, you know, evolution of animals, evolution of plants, there's evolution of bacteria and viruses. But when we tell you to get the flu shot because we want to decrease risk of flu-related deaths, it's not so much that you die from the flu, but the number one cause of death is pneumonia, but another high cause of death could be heart attack. So viruses and bacteria absolutely 1,000% could put you at higher risk of heart disease if you're vulnerable. Now, who's vulnerable to heart disease? Well, if you have high cholesterol, if you have diabetes, if you have high blood pressure, if you've ever had a heart attack, if you've had a family history of heart attacks, if you're a smoker, if you are obese, if you're not very active, and if you have a high stressful life. So stress. I mean, a lot of us have stress. So, I'm not sure what she meant by her uncle being euthanized. I'm not exactly sure. You know, I'm hearing a lot of cases. This really fascinates me. I am hearing a lot of sporadic stories that family members are getting euthanized. This euthanasia, I am suspecting, is probably a very kept quiet secret that could be occurring very privately between a doctor and the family, right? Allowing somebody to leave without going through the whole official red tape. I don't know if I'm a fan of that, right? There's a lot of ethics issues involved. And, but, you know, this isn't the first time I've heard about it. I've heard many people say, no, no, we let the doctor euthanize. I'm like, well, what did he do? Give more pain medication? Did he stop a medicine that was keeping him alive? What are we talking about here? So that kind of is fascinating, right? And then there was a third thing she brought up that I forgot, probably about the pork. Yeah, the Bible, fascinating how the Bible gave us a lot of, the Old Testament, Leviticus, gave us a lot of rules on food. And food that wasn't cooked properly, like shellfish and pork, were considered unclean. And we were told not to eat them. And it's because they probably noticed that people were dying more or getting sick after eating certain, you know, shrimp or shellfish or pork than they were with other foods. So, yeah, I don't think mad cow disease had been around back then. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Keep the calls coming and your questions, your comments. 1-877-362-3254.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
Rescuers in Indonesia are using heavy machinery in their hands to search for survivors as the nation copes with the tsunami, which reportedly killed over 300 people. Nearly 12,000 coastal residents were forced to evacuate, and around 1,000 people are injured. The partial government shutdown will go on until at least Thursday. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
No palm trees, Florida sunshine, or ocean breezes for President Trump this Christmas, as he will be staying in Washington, D.C., working during the partial government shutdown. The president refusing to cave on his campaign promise to build a border wall. Here's the president in a recorded White House message.
The only thing that's going to stop that is great border security with a wall.
LeBron James is in hot water over what some are considering an anti-Semitic post he made on Instagram. James did apologize to anyone he said he may have offended. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a lot of you guys are going to be doing some last-minute shopping as we're expanding to the holidays. You know, I'm still a little confused with what the kids are into. I'm just a little confused because, I mean, for me, I'd be thinking, all right, Transformers. Transformers could be old. Star Wars could be old. I mean, the latest Star Wars movie was, what, Han Solo? And that kind of flopped. So I don't even know if I would get the kids, you know, Star Wars figurines. To me, I would still love it because, you know, I've loved Star Wars since the 70s. So Good Housekeeping has a list of the top trending holiday gifts on Google right now. So for toys, one is the LOL Surprise Pearl Surprise. I'm not sure what that is. Another is the JoJo Siwa Singing Doll. That's about $27, whereas the LOL Surprise is $22. Spin Master Lovabella is about $60. DJI Tello Beginner Drone. Drones are big with kids. $99. But a beginner drone, meaning it's probably something that's going to break pretty quickly. And then Melissa and Doug Fresh Mart Grocery Store. Okay, I got to look that up. What kind of a toy is that? Hold on a second. That's got to be a what? Okay, so Melissa and Doug Grocery Store. I have got to see what that looks like. I'm sorry. Hold on, image. Okay, it's two people, two kids, and there's a conveyor belt that a girl is, and it's a boy who is trying to get goods at a store, and she rings them up and gives them groceries. How much is something like that? They say it's $150 for kids to pretend they're at a grocery store called Fresh Mart. Okay. I mean, if that's what the kids are into, I'm confused. And what about home and appliances? They say the Keurig B single-serve coffee maker seems to be a big one. A KitchenAid Professional 5 Plus Series Stand Mixer. Oh, yeah, if my husband ever bought me something for the kitchen, I would throw it at him. There was a toy. I was at a toy store at Farmer's Market in L.A., and there was a toy that said Sweep Dust Mop. I put it on my Twitter. I'm like, are you guys kidding me? Sweep Dust Mop. That was the toy. I'm like, who the heck would... Are you kidding me? The Vitamix E320 Explorian Blender and the iRoomba 960. That's about $550. Is iRoomba the electronic that is cleaning up the place? I saw a commercial. Hold on a second. I saw a commercial where it's a little portable. It was today when I was watching the news and working out. It was like a little portable robot that goes and cleans up around the house. And then there's a hand switch for you to, like, clean up the couch if somebody, like, drops their cornflakes. That's called the iRoomba. That's about $550. Wow. So what about electronics? Well, they say what's trending in terms of gifts is the Fitbit Ace. It's about $100. The JBL E55BT wireless headphones. The Fujifilm Instax Share printer. The Nintendo Switch. And the MSI Optics Mag Series gaming monitor. All right, I get that. Those are going to be a little pricey. And then clothing. The Nike Sportswear Windrunner men's jacket, Vans Old School Sperry Saltwater boot, MVMT Classic watch, and Ray-Ban Erica sunglasses. Ray-Ban Erica sunglasses are about $110. Then for beauty and wellness, they say the Quip toothbrush, the Revlon Pro Collection Salon One-Step Hair Dryer and Volumizer, Huda Beauty, the new nude palette. That's for probably eyeshadows. And then Philips Norelco One Blade Pro. Yeah, I was thinking about getting my husband, some grooming tools. That's not really a gift. When you buy your husband a shaving set or cologne, guys don't like that. Guys want to be hairy and stinky. I mean, they just do, you know? It's like, you know, do we women want our husbands to buy us perfume? No, I'll pick out my own perfume and, you know, don't tell me I stink. I'll do my own thing. Well, honey, let me buy you some Old Spice deodorant. No, thank you. So that's kind of what's trending. Now, I love the idea of a robot cleaning our house, but it's kind of small looking to me. I think for $550, I think I want to wait till it gets cheaper. So Amazon Air expands with 10 more cargo aircraft. Apparently, Amazon Air has a fleet of 50 planes right now. They say days after FedEx CEO, this is according to TechCrunch.com, Frederick Smith dismissed the Amazon threat to its business during the company's earnings call, Amazon announced an expansion of its 2-year-old Amazon Air operation. which will now add 10 767-300 dedicated Amazon cargo aircrafts to its fleet. The planes are being leased from existing partner Air Transport Services, which Amazon had previously tapped back in 2016 for 20 Boeing 767 freighter aircraft. So Amazon's air fleet operations before today's announcement had about 40 aircraft, right? Now it's going to grow to 50. They say the 40 aircraft today are flying in and out of gateway operations at over 20 airports. And they say it plays a significant role in how Amazon is able to make good on its promises of fast two-day shipping for Prime members. Yeah, that's okay. My husband did Prime. I did it. Because whenever I order on Amazon, I usually am able to order to get the free shipping. Or and I'll order well enough ahead where I don't really need the 2 days. But I guess with Prime, you pay extra, and then you get free shipping. I hear it's a good deal. But, you know, I look at this company, and they have like a new hub in Fort Worth Alliance Airport. They have a hub in Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky. They're going to have one in Wilmington, Ohio, Rockford, Illinois. And if you notice, these hubs are in areas that aren't really the biggest metropolises. So, for any of you guys that are fascinated by business and economy like I am, I like to watch how companies like this work. How they figure out what people want, what people need. You know, charging something a few cents less than somebody else is, that's old school. Well, not only does Amazon do that, but they basically are also adding the convenience factor. They are making it so convenient for you to just shop. And so, you know, running around, you know, the city trying to find something a few cents cheaper, they know that a lot of people are like, you know what, for convenience, I'll pay more. So they attack the convenience side of things. So, you know, I find that the way that the company is growing, I think it's unstoppable. Do we want it to stop? Are we afraid of Amazon? Do we think that company could be way too big? Do we think it could be controlled by some bad, you know, evil empire? It does make me a little nervous that we have a company that is able to shut out so many others. Amazon dominates. I mean, when I bought gifts, what did I do? I went to Amazon. They had their gift card, their e-gift card, so I was just able to order, you know, electronic gift cards, email them out, done. If I had extra dollars on my Discover card, because Discover card will kind of give you cash back, I could use that, done. Credit cards in there, done. So, you know, this idea of convenience, you know, what it means is if you're a company and you want to capitalize on a market, you need to know the psychology of people. And the psychology of people is we want to spend less, we want to think we're getting a deal. We might not be getting a deal, but we want to believe we're getting a deal. We want to believe that we're getting convenience because we don't want to, you know, work to shop. We want it done easy for us. And we want to know that you get us. So when these clothing companies send me pictures of new blouses, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I love that. How do they know? They're studying us. That's what these companies are doing. They're studying us. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we are, I guess, facing a government shutdown. And, you know, every year this seems to happen. You know, I apologize, though. We have some breaking news Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to be having surgery, having cancerous nodules removed from the lung. I'm sorry, we got some breaking news here. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, as you know, had a multiple rib fracture a few weeks back. Well, she had a fall in her office, and she had gone to the hospital because she wasn't feeling well. And now we're being told that she has two cancerous nodules removed from her left lung. They say there is no evidence of remaining disease, nor is there evidence that there's disease anywhere else in the body. She is 85 years old. Back in 1999, Ruth Bader Ginsburg underwent surgery for colorectal cancer. 10 years later, she was treated for early-stage pancreatic cancer. She is the senior most liberal justice. People have been watching her health very closely. Unfortunately, too closely. There's a lot of wagers on if this, which is sad, you know, there's a lot of wagers on if President Trump is going to be able to put in another Supreme Court justice. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, unfortunately, despite her years of service and despite, you know, what she's accomplished, is at the forefront of huge controversy because if she remains in office until a Democratic president remains in power, it will allow the Democrats to eventually regain control of the Supreme Court. If she doesn't remain in her Supreme Court position, if she does not, that allows the Republicans to seal the Supreme Court's Republican fate for a while. And so, you know, when it comes to politics, we see humanity just completely go out the door. And I get how important the Supreme Court is. I get that. But, you know, you have people, you know, unfortunately hoping one way or another. And I think our focus should be we have a human being. And, you know, that human being is undergoing, you know, a lot of medical issues. But it also brings up the next question on when should somebody retire? When is it too, you know, when is somebody, you know, too old or sick or not fit to serve? From what we understand, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is a tough cookie. And here she is, 85 years old, having cancer removed. I mean, and she's fought pancreatic cancer, colorectal cancer. You know, she's a tough cookie. So apparently she underwent a pulmonary lobectomy today at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York City, one of the best cancer centers out there. Two nodules in the lower lobe of her left lung were discovered incidentally when tests were performed at George Washington University a few weeks back to treat her rib fractures. And according to the thoracic surgeon, Valerie Rush, both nodules removed during surgery are found to be malignant on initial pathology. Post-surgery, there was no evidence of any remaining disease. They say scans performed before surgery indicated no evidence of disease elsewhere. Currently, no further treatment is planned. She's resting comfortably and is expected to remain in the hospital for a few days. They say updates will be provided as they become available. So despite how you feel about her politics, again, you know, we wish her a speedy recovery. Battling cancer is never easy. But it's, you know, that's serious. Having, you know, two nodules in the lung. Now, how do they know if the cancer is spread elsewhere? We do something called a PET scan. PET scan looks at the sugar uptake of in certain areas of the body, and cancer loves sugar. And so we will see hypermetabolic areas on a PET scan signifying that there could be cancer in those areas. So my guess is her PET scan was clear. The other thing, too, is she is probably one of the most watched public figures, even more than Trump, in politics right now, in terms of health. My guess is there's going to be a lot of privacy, right, offered. And if there was an issue that, you know, seemed to be something that could be very contentious, I don't really know how much of that would be shared. You know, I know one question I'm going to be asked is, did it take this long for them to figure out she had cancer, or did they know weeks ago? Yeah, they probably knew weeks ago. When she had her, you know, rib fractures, you know, yeah, does she have osteoporosis? Could that have caused multiple rib fractures? But maybe her rib fractured because of a pathological fracture. Pathological fractures can happen because of cancer spreading to the bone. So, and I believe her rib fractures did occur on the left. I have to double check that. And if that's where her cancer was, then that would, my guess is she probably, this would have been then found fairly early on. But again, despite politics, everybody has a right to privacy. Everybody has a right to their, you know, their privacy. So now, Congress has until midnight Friday to either pass spending bills for seven federal agencies or approve a stopgap spending measure that will push off a shutdown by a few months. Now, Donald Trump wants $5 billion in funding for the construction of a wall. And I believe this is like the pre-funding. I don't think that the $5 billion handles it all. I mean, we have a huge border. And so Donald Trump had eventually said, fine, we'll, you know, have a government shutdown. So Congress has until midnight to approve. Obviously, these are the last remaining days of Congress having any control from a Republican standpoint until the House switches to its Democratic majority in January. And so people are concerned that the shutdown could affect hundreds of thousands of jobs throughout the holidays. Now, what is still very unclear is how many of these people do get paid leave when the government is shut down. From what I was told, the majority of jobs that end up, or the furloughs that happen, end up being paid. So if there is a shutdown, employees are still paid, and they are still paid for the time off. They just go home. However, I do believe there are some positions where they would actually lose money. So Trump wants $5 billion in funding to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, and he said he would be, quote, proud to shut the government down if Congress doesn't accede to his demand. The Office of Management and Budget started notifying federal agencies Thursday that they should prepare for a shutdown. But lawmakers have already funded large portions of the government through the 2019 fiscal year, so it would only be certain parts of the government. So what they say would happen would be federal employees will work without pay. But what I understand, they will still get paid. More than 420,000 federal employees, according to CNBC, will continue to work. They just won't get paid for it immediately. Now, that is an issue if you have rent, et cetera. I mean, you know, but from what I'm told, still many times there's, so because people have bills to pay, there's ways for them to still get paid. Democrats on the Senate Appropriations Committee say that the number can include 41,000 federal law enforcement and correctional officers, FBI, DEA, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, etc. The vast majority of Department of Homeland Security employees will also work without a regular paycheck. They say that nearly 90% of workers in the agency affected by the shutdown could include 53,000 TSA employees, as well as 42,000 Coast Guard. They say 54,000 employees from Customs and Border Protection, the agents who are currently working to secure the border, are also projected to work without paychecks. They say by forcing a shutdown over border security, Trump could cause the agents he uses to temporarily go without compensation. Even 5,000 Forest Service firefighters, 3,600 National Weather Service forecasters. So they say 380,000 federal workers could be furloughed, placed on temporary leave, Department of Transportation. And they say that all that lost work could cost us money. They say the 2013 government shutdown of the loss of productivity of furlough workers cost $2 billion. And, again, it's not that we save money because the employees still get paid. They may get paid later, but they still get paid. So you don't save money with the shutdown. So I'm not really sure what's going on here, but there will be some departments that are closed, like Department of Justice, Commerce, Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating sleeping pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.